The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. So now that baseball has all of these new time-saving rules, apparently we're going to baseballify the NBA. Or at least that's what Van Gundy wants to do. Which Van Gundy, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy wants to speed up NBA games. And his one brazen, radical suggestion is to eliminate free throws until the last 4 minutes of the games. Not the last 4 minutes of the halves, not the last 4 minutes of the quarters, the last 4 minutes of the games. He said, if you get fouled on a shooting foul, you just get the points. You don't go to the line. And you don't go to the line for technical free throws either. They're just points. I would also eliminate halftime. I think halftime is the biggest waste of time.
Wow. We're going to play in 50 minutes?
Does the NBA need to be sped up? I didn't think this was an issue. I didn't think this was a problem. I thought most people were good with the length of time that you have to commit to an NBA game.
So if baseball has been able to trim to close to, it's somewhere between 2.5 and 2:40 is what they've been able to trim games down to. That's where the NBA already is. That's the space that the NBA exists in, about 2.5 hours when you go to an NBA game, which I think is fine. I think that's a good amount of time. At no point, even with free throws, especially with the NBA, as much as they can go up and down and back and forth, even as a fan, just a free throw is just good to be able to, all right, just kind of...
Take a breath. Take a beat.
Relax a little bit. I don't think there's any problem with the length of NBA games.
Where could they trim it? Take away timeouts. I mean, there's so many TV timeouts.
Well, that's what Mike Budenholzer's been trying to do.
No, he doesn't want to trim those. He's use it or lose it. It's true. If you don't use it,
specifically about the last game where he had the timeout and didn't use it.
Would the Elam ending speed it up?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, I would say that.
I kind of like.
Do you think that the NBA needs to be sped up? I'm kind of with Gabe. I kind of think 2.5 hours. Now, that's too long for The Little Mermaid, which we discussed yesterday, Gabe. 2.5 hours.
Excuse
me? 2:15 is how long the new Little Mermaid movie is.
The
problem for me with the NBA, I can watch half of the fourth quarter, and that's it.
And that, to me, if you're getting rid of free throws, that almost kind of makes Chewy's position a little more credible. Like, okay... If they're not shooting free throws till the final 4 minutes, that's obviously when the drama happens.
Well,
why would I not watch until then?
Well, how much do free throws affect the outcome of a game?
Quite a bit.
Across the board.
Yeah, I would say quite a bit.
So I was reading a study this morning, which again, who knew that there were this nerd studies that have to do with sports, but about free throws. And it was talking about the percentage of makes after a miss. Through the roof. You miss that first free throw. And I don't remember what the percentage was, but it was significant. You're making the second one because there's something about having done it once now, realized what you did wrong, doing it again. I think if you're worried about the time of game, you got to look at add to action ratio. Add commercials to action playing time ratio. And guess what? That's not changing. If anything, it's going to go in the opposite direction. They're not going to get rid of ad dollars, ad revenue for these games. So I feel like where we are is a pretty sweet spot.
Where does the majority of money that these players make come from?
Television.
Oh, so but television's just going to...
The one thing you could do, though, is get rid of the Giannis nonsense where he's at the line for 4 days and a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
You got 5 seconds to shoot the damn ball.
Well, that's international, but you have 10 in the NBA.
Too long. Make it 5. What do you need to do?
I mean, Giannis believes he needs to catch his breath.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, he's
playing
48 minutes a game. Maybe he does need to catch his breath.
With the pitchers, I mean, that's all working out very well with the pitch clock.
Yeah.
I think that's
Giannis,
you can do little things to speed the game up.
Giannis is a very specific example, and if you were to go down to 5 seconds, it would be called the Giannis rule. Like, he's the only one. Like, if you've ever watched Klay Thompson shoot a free throw, it's out of his hands the second the official bounces him the basketball. And I don't think it's an issue league-wide. If you put it down to 5 seconds, I don't think you're trimming anything significant off the game.
What's the international rule on inbounding? Do they have to give it to the ref, or can they just take it and go?
After, like, a made bucket?
How is...
No, like a traveler sign. I thought they didn't have to give it to the referee.
No, you always have to give it to the referee on a dead ball violation like that.
It's like when you're playing in your driveway, you got to check.
Yeah, you throw it
up. No, you got to check.
Yeah. You didn't go behind the line. I don't have to check. What if you extend? You don't want to extend. Yeah, what if you extend the free throw line to 18 feet? Like they did for the extra point.
So you want them to miss more free
throws.
Yes,
I want them to miss more.
So this is, I'm glad you bring up the extra point, because this to me was sort of like the conversation that we've had surrounding kicking in football, where there have been people who are like, oh my gosh, field goals are so stupid. But we certainly know that in football, field goals can make a hell of a difference between winning a game and losing a game. That's why it's important to have a guy who has pretty good track record, pretty good percentage when it comes to kicking field goals. I guess I need to know before I even consider what Jeff Van Gundy calls a radical suggestion. How many games are won and lost at the free throw line?
I would say quite a bit. When it's one of the first things when, and we still need to play this game with Chewy. I feel like a lot of basketball people, you know, Chewy goes, okay, when I'm looking at a box score for a football game, mm-hmm. I'm looking, what are you looking at?
Third down conversion.
Yep.
Red zone efficiency. Time of possession.
So based on those three things, Chewy thinks he can identify, have a pretty good idea. When you take a look at free throw disparity, it's like one of the things everybody always talks about. You know, it's one of the coaching points
turnovers.
At every level is we want to shoot, we want to make more than the opponent shoots from the free throw line. The free throws are a huge part of the game.
What about this? You put a different point total from where you shoot it from, right? So one from 15 feet, but you have the option to go back to 20 feet.
We're getting way too far here.
That doesn't
speed
up the game.
Well, to me, it sounds like
it changes the game.
The NFL gets bored with what they're doing. That's why they got to make rule changes. Baseball the same way. It's like, it's been basketball for 60 years now. We need to change this up.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I love the game of basketball.
I'm speaking for the regular season because the playoffs are good.
Look, that's a big problem, I think, in the NBA, especially with the way that the Heat have gone through the Eastern Conference. I think it's going to be a problem for a lot of sports, to be honest, is as much as we emphasize the postseason, and that's the only place you can make a legacy now, the regular season becomes diminished, and it becomes tougher for people to care about it and pay attention.
If you had to guess who the best free throw percentage shooters are in the history of the league.
Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Bird. Scrolling. 14th, 88.57%.
I'd say Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, 89.39% at number 8. Are we just doing top 8 at 8 on a Wednesday?
Yeah,
all of a
Steph.
Sudden? Okay, Steph Curry is number 1. Career, 90.9% free throw shooter.
That's pretty good.
There's only a few active in the top 20.
So Clay's Erickson, Clay might be close to top 20. I'd go Clay.
Not on the list.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably on the list. He's not in the top 20.
Pistol Pete.
Pete.
I'm just talking shooters.
Nope.
You can control F it, Jen.
Way down. So Steph Curry is number 1. I mentioned that. Steve Nash is number 2 at 90.43. And I think there was a time there where like Nash was on top of the list and Steph kept creeping closer and closer from a percentage standpoint. Mark Price is number 3.
Oh,
Rick Barry's number 4. Dame Lillard is one of the only active players in the top 20, 89.54%. Obviously his subject to change. Peja Stojakovic.
Oh, Peja.
89%.
You know who he played for?
I believe the Memphis Yellow Jackets back in the day.
Yeah, that would be.
That's correct.
Sacramento Kings.
That's close.
Yes. Chauncey Billups, 89%.
Billups.
Ray Allen, 89%. J.J. Redick, everybody's favorite First Take commentator. Calvin Murphy, Scott Skiles.
Wow.
Scott Skiles,
Scotty.
11th on the list in NBA history with an 88.91%. free throw percentage. Reggie Miller, 88.7. Kevin Durant, 88.6. Larry Bird, you mentioned, 88.5. Kyrie Irving, another active player on the list, 88.36. Bill Sharman. I don't know Bill Sharman.
He invented the toilet paper.
Yeah, very soft.
Yeah.
Well, my hiney's clean.
You guys don't know Bill Sharman either. That makes me feel a little bit better. Chris Middleton of your Milwaukee Bucks, number 17th on the list with an 88.14. free throw percentage.
Dude's underrated.
Dirk Nowitzki, Hornacek, and Korver round out the top 20. But you know what? Shaq famously was really bad at free throws.
Correct.
And that really never affected his legacy. Now, it's a footnote. It's something people mention. But he obviously was able to be incredibly successful to the tune of how many titles did Shaq end up winning?
Four. He's got the MVP. But Hack-a-Shaq was a legitimate strategy, and the NBA kind of changed some of the rules around that, so you couldn't just constantly foul.
Tell me the
same
Bucks
person.
Weren't worried about Hack-a-Giannis in that last game of
Tell
the postseason.
Yeah. Giannis wasn't worried about Hack-a-Giannis.
Very worried about Hack-a-Giannis. That's why he was playing hot potato out there with the basketball. So you in on this or out on this? Out on
all the way out.
Yeah, I'm all the way.
All the way out. Especially. I understand where he's coming from, that halftime is a waste of time from like a coaching team standpoint, but you're telling me that owners are going to be cool just ditching halftime so people can't just freely go to the concession stands and get another hot dog, get another beer, get another whatever you have in the stadium
from
that
a break
night?
Standpoint, in football, I didn't need halftime.
Yeah, the professional level, I do not believe halftime is for the players. Halftime is for television. Halftime is
fans,
for the fans.
For to go out and get a drink.
Correct.
For sure.
Fans in attendance.
And that's one of the points that Van Gundy makes. He says basically there's a total misconception about what is happening in the locker room, that coach is giving some rah-rah speech or chewing out guys. He's like, you make small adjustments. You recognize, you know, things that you can do differently. But he said that could take 2 minutes. And it could be an elongated timeout. I love this line, though, guys. I love this line that Van Gundy says about his suggestion, radical, as he calls it, to eliminate free throws. He says the only person that likes free throws is a play-by-play announcer because they can wax poetically about some story. It's the extra point of the NBA. It serves no rational, reasonable purpose.
That's just not true because every kicker in the NFL, especially from where it was hitting the extra point at such a high rate. Yes,
we just talked about how the top 20 in the history of the league were at an 88%, 85%, 80-whatever.
And that was the extra point in the NFL. Every kicker was way above that from where it used to be. And now every kicker's kind of around that mark with where it is now since they moved it back. But really good players aren't. And think about how close NBA games are. Think about the Bucks going to overtime. And how many free throws they missed, not just Giannis, they as a team missed in that game.
But
five.
And when you talk about kickers, you're talking about a specialist. That is their
Correct.
Only job. You are not asking Aaron Rodgers to go out there, throw a touchdown, and then kick an extra point. The
be
idea of the free
did.
Throws
oh,
is
whoever
that
scores the touchdown has to kick the extra
you
point.
You have to be. See, now that's an idea we might get behind.
Or snap.
But the idea here is that you have to be such a well-rounded player that you cannot just rely on your ability to play on the court, but then also your line, your performance is affected by whether or not you can hit free throws.
Can you imagine Giannis's numbers if they just gave him 2 points every time he got fouled?
Look out, Wilt. No, it's a dumb idea.
I
appreciate him trying.
Sure.
To shave some time here or there, but I think there's better ways to do it.
I only want to watch 6 minutes.
Is he the fat one or the thin one?
He's the thin one.
Okay. And husky would be the preferred term.
What do you prefer for your term? Because there were husky. Some realers listeners that
realers.
I just refer to him as the Wiener King of Milwaukee.
Yeah,
no,
the
I won't.
King,
but because I am. His takes are so dumb based upon our production meeting.
It's
like if
not.
You want to get into that next.
Well, this is here. Take us to break, Jew, and tell Gabe to do a read afterwards.
You want me to tell you what the argument was about?
I want you to take us to break. Just tease to break.
Tease the argument.
The Cuban's overrated. So overrated.
It's not teasing the argument.
You're literally the worst.
What should I have said? Give me what the tease would have been.
I'll tell you which sandwich is overrated coming up next.
Gabe,
thank you.
With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a long-standing commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to technology to reducing the risk of fraud, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Associations, custom solution built around your goal. Member FDIC.
Sponsored by Ridge Top Exteriors on 94.5 ESPN. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by you two, but it's
Wait,
just One of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Playing for the Stanley Cup Final. It is, of course, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. And Ashy had an interesting thought about who should be allowed to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. I mean, this happened because of a conversation I was having with my friend, and I thought after having this conversation, I was like, I kind of agree with him. So his whole premise, we were talking about the Stanley Cup, the Florida Panthers, Vegas Golden Knights, and he said, I don't like it. I'm not going to watch. Now I'm curious. Now give me the reasons why a hockey fan, one of my friends a hockey fan, why aren't you going to watch the Stanley Cup Final? I don't like the teams that are in it. Oh, okay, you don't like the players. Nah, too south. He
too,
doesn't
wait,
like...
too south?
Too south. That they're too south and too warm.
Two as in two, T-W-O, or
both.
Two as in T-O-O?
Yes. That it's two teams that are warm weather climates, and they are
too far
too
south.
Way too far south
too
for him.
South.
And I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, so you got a Vegas team, which has been in the league for less than 5 years. And you've got a Florida team, which has been in the league for about 30 years now. But, you know, it's Florida. I kind of get it. I kind of understand having an issue with it. That's not a traditional team. That's not a traditional hockey market. So
when
if it
do
bums
we,
you
when
out.
When do we finally allow an expansion team to be a part of the group, part of the club? How many years?
For hockey?
Good question.
Any.
Because in football... Jacksonville and Carolina went to conference championships in their second year, and I don't think anyone had a problem with it. Now, I see what you're saying, but Tampa Bay Lightning, they love the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's just Florida has no history. And I agree with Ashy. If it was Bruins versus Philly or whoever, I would probably watch. I won't watch. I won't watch.
You
Vegas.
Would watch if it were like the original
Trish,
six
yes,
or
yes.
some of the teams
Chicago
that have been around.
Chicago versus Montreal, which would
yes.
be great.
Yes.
I wouldn't know hardly any of the players.
But isn't hockey hockey? Like NHL hockey
yeah.
isn't NHL hockey regardless of where you're playing it. So you're telling me it needs to be like above what, Tennessee? Is
I
that
mean,
what your
Mason
buddy is
Dixon
saying?
Line?
Yeah, Mason Dixon line. Carolina and
Florida,
Dallas.
Georgia line?
Yeah, Carolina and
That's
Dallas are the other two.
But what about the Kings? The Kings have been around forever. They
I know.
Were dominant
yeah,
with
won
Gretzky.
A lot. Yep.
No.
No.
So he'd be
they
out on the Kings?
Yeah, that's too far south. I mean,
that's
a nice
warm.
Climate.
It's a warm weather climate.
Oh, so it's about the weather.
I think
it's not both. Not geography
it's
so
both,
much.
But it's about the weather
but,
also.
I mean,
so you're not allowed to have warm weather
no.
and good hockey. This
no.
is his rule.
You're not, which is hilarious because a Canadian team hasn't been to the Stanley Cup final or hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 30 years?
Wait, are we just rooting for Canadian hockey teams then?
No.
You
I'm
have
just,
to be
no,
from Canada?
I mean, like, the original six, Detroit, Chicago, Boston, Toronto, Montreal, and New York. Like, those. That's the original six. So those are cold weather teams. And that's also the traditional, like, of hockey. And well, hockey fans are these niche, like,
right,
groups.
But as
yes.
leagues grow,
I'm not
you
against,
can't
I'm
just put hockey teams in Canada
what else
or
they
in
got nothing
northern,
else up there. Yeah, you could.
In
you
northern
could.
North America.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, put a team in North Dakota.
Northern United States.
Yeah, put a team in the Dakotas, get another New York team in there, to the two sort of that are already there,
now,
get a Connecticut team.
We well, just talked about the absurdity, Chew, of Jeff Van Gundy's get rid of free throws.
Yes.
This is way more absurd
no, it's
than that.
Not. This one makes
yes,
more sense
it
than that.
Is.
You're talking about changing a whole game versus putting a cold weather team and fan base in a hot sport that is known for freaking ice.
Chew, how's the fan base down in Florida?
They're crazy, but they are niche.
I am
niche,
losing the argument.
Niche, yes.
Yeah,
they're weird. They think that. It's you know what it is? It's a little NASCAR-y. Like, oh, this is the only sport. There are no other sports other than hockey.
Why do they care so much about hockey but don't give a rip
no
about
idea.
Baseball? Because every kid in Florida plays baseball. How
I'll
many of them are
why.
Playing hockey?
Because I went to a game a year ago, Tampa Bay Lightning, in the
no,
playoffs.
Don't believe you.
I swear to God. I showed
he,
you a picture.
He said it's a picture. I remember that.
And I'm like, they will be 250 Tom Brady jerseys that are people wearing in the stands. You know, you go to the Bucks, yeah. you go to the Brewers. There wasn't one. There wasn't one.
They were
That's
all
how,
wearing Lightning gear.
Yes. Yes. They're like NASCAR.
But here's what I will say about Florida, at least. I'll speak specifically about Florida. A lot of snowbirds. A lot of people
yes.
who live a lot of their time up north in
sure.
these so-called okay to have hockey states and then move down to Florida. So you're telling me they can't take their hockey fan base with them, their fandom with them?
But the crazy thing is
to check it at the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, they can bring it with, but it has to be
for the team that they're moving to. Yeah.
But the crazy thing down by me is you have the Lightning fans, and they're crazy. They're a great fan base. And then you have the Tampa Bay Rays, who are the best team in Major League Baseball and get 14 people at a game.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot, 14.
And aren't there a ton of kids playing baseball down there in Florida?
That's huge. That's where they all come from. Texas, Florida.
California.
Because you can play
year-round outside, obviously. That's why whenever we have a kid from Wisconsin who makes it to the major leagues, it's like impressive because they not only were, you know, had to be really, really good. You had to be really, really good while also not having the environment to be playing baseball year-round outside like they do in a lot of these other states, which, again, extends to other sports as well. Football extends to football as well, being able to play outside.
And I mean, Tampa Bay, it is the Tampa Bay Bucks.
The Lightning?
The Lightning, and then Naked Island. That's how they roll.
Where's that at?
It's called Passage Key.
Why is Naked Island?
They just go there. It's international water.
Hold up.
It was a sandbar created by the Hurricanes that can't be enforced.
Not the hockey team.
Not the hockey
any municipality. And everyone goes there and they're
naked.
When you say everyone.
That's number three behind the Buccaneers in the damn hockey team?
Exactly. More popular than the Rays. Yes. Yeah, I was there last time down.
There we go. That's
like
what I was waiting
800,
for.
Not 800, but 400
Wait,
to 500
boats.
Did
you get
naked? Oh, I don't.
How'd you stack up?
There's some people there that shouldn't get naked. You know? Ooh, that water's cold.
I can't believe that's third of all the attractions.
Right?
Yeah, it's insane.
So we're out on Ashy's idea of you should only be a cold weather northern location in order to have an NHL team, right? Because again, as these leagues try to expand Ashton Rotman, they are going to have to creep into the southern states. So was he bothered by Dallas being in the Final Four as well? I mean, Dallas is...
The final was Dallas, Carolina, Vegas, and Florida. I mean, that's not...
So you'd be getting rid of is Anaheim. Where's that fall?
It's in California. Buddy, so
that's out.
That's California. So,
so
yeah.
1, 2, 3.
What about Northern California? What about like the San Jose Sharks?
I don't like them, so they're out too.
Nashville. Nashville out.
Yeah.
5, 6.
Nashville might be the closest to the line.
The closest to the line.
Yeah.
Where's Columbus?
Ohio.
They have a hockey team?
Yeah, and they had a pretty good stretch for the last decade. Not great, but pretty good.
Aren't you going to be going to Columbus a lot in your future?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Probably. Actually, if you could
really cool area.
I thought it was in Cleveland.
Taking a game.
Probably, yeah, taking a Blue Jackets
game. So you're losing like 12 teams.
Yeah, you're losing about half the league.
Do they really need to? I mean, come on, it's hockey. Like, let's grow it.
I thought you loved hockey.
I do.
You're the kid who grew up singing the Canadian national anthem before games.
You can't say it's hockey. Let's grow it.
You can't say
when you're trying to attract 12 teams,
trying to assassinate half of the league.
Well, let's get the watered down product or ice down, sorry, product out of my face, and let's grow internally the teams that actually matter. And
so,
those are the teams that are
hold
cold
on.
In other places.
So, do you want the Phoenix Coyotes
out.
Coming to no coming? To Milwaukee.
Sure. Great. Let's bring it. Yeah. Why not?
Because I think they had the third highest percentage is of a potential move.
Yeah. Well, the Coyotes are in all this is way too much hockey talk, but they're in a whole heap of trouble anyway. So they don't know where they're playing. They're currently playing at a college place.
Do you think your friend is alone, though, in being disappointed that there is not like an original six or a standard hockey powerhouse in the field this year?
No.
Final Four or in the Stanley Cup?
I don't think he's alone at all. I don't. I mean, my thought on it may not be as extreme as his reaction was. Or maybe it's pretty extreme. Whatever. I mean,
fans of the original six teams certainly disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, their teams aren't
their
there.
Teams aren't there. Although Chicago has a lot to be excited about having the number one pick.
We'll see. Screw it up or not.
Could Milwaukee support another professional team?
The Admirals would it would
they'd
affect the Admirals.
They'd go away.
Yeah. So they would basically just like seize their fan base. Right? I mean,
yeah, which is, I think, 5,000 to 6,000 is what they averaged. You need a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. But I love hockey. Hockey Live is awesome.
You're not going to a hockey game.
No, but I'm just saying, Hockey Live is pretty darn good.
No one's disputing that.
Yeah. Hockey Live is great.
But you actually have to go to the games in order for it to, you know, be sustainable.
Let's go to 12 teams, like Ashton said, and games start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, let's
and
go.
Then I would maybe go.
And so everyone is just taking off work.
Yes.
To go to hockey games.
Yeah. Now the PTO will be spent in the local economy.
Coming
on the
up
games.
On Jen Gabe and
Drew. Drew and I are geniuses.
We are going to power rank the ridiculousness of the suggestions that have been made this morning. Regarding sports. Sophia Minner coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ridgetop Exteriors provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, all at an affordable price. Let's let that sink in. There is a company out there, if you've decided to invest back into your home, in Ridgetop Exteriors that provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and at an affordable price. Or maybe you are someone who's been affected by storms this past spring. Homeowners in Greendale, Bayview, Jackson, Cedarburg, Grafton, Hartford all have had some issues, and they've all been able to reach out to Ridgetop Exteriors, but of course, because of course, they have the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, all at an affordable price. Plus, there's no and low interest financing available. And on top of all that, with Ridgetop Exteriors, they consider customer service their number one goal. Get a free estimate for your next project. All you have to do is log on to their website, ridgetopexteriors.com.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
This team will come up with a lot of different things. So for now, we've got Chiefhead. It works.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I'm out on people's pizza. Sorry.
No, do not apologize for that take.
Yeah,
it's the correct take.
You don't have to apologize for being out on deep dish pizza.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group's exclusive best used car selection of over 600 of your favorite cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit any of their 8 locations or shop online at ewaldauto.com. And by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience from Century Foods. You could throw out the first pitch, hold the finish line for the famous racing sausages, or be on the field for batting practice. Enter at your local Century Foods.
I want Sophia Minner anywhere near this Brewers team right now. As her friend, as a colleague, as somebody who cares about her, health. Sophia, any chance that whatever's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers is contagious and you need to worry about coming up lame and being put on, you know, the 60 day?
I hope not. I hope not, Jen.
This has gotten out of control.
It has felt like a lot. Yeah. And it honestly all goes back to opening day. When Luis Urias was hurt on opening day, and he's been on the 60 day and he's working his way back, but it just feels like ever since then, it's been sort of one thing after another. And I think despite all of that, the team has done a great job just kind of treading water, you know, and like just trying to keep their heads afloat and trying to keep winning. And a lot of guys have stepped up, but yeah, it's certainly been a lot.
Sophia, if true or false, if you landed on the 60-day IL, you would take some of that off time and go see Taylor Swift somewhere.
100%. Right. Yeah, I saw her in Phoenix, and it was an incredible show, and I would 100% go again. I would love to go again.
Thank you. Again,
I don't think it'll work
everybody
out,
who's gone, everyone who has been at the show, raves about it.
Okay, so Jen, I'm curious because I know you went over the weekend, which I'm thrilled for you, and... See, I went to the first show. So, like, we went in totally blind with no set list, no expectations, no reviews, no nothing. And I'm just curious for people, like, is it overhyped or does it meet your expectations?
Totally met all expectations. 12 out of 10.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's exceeding expectations.
Correct. Exceeding, yes.
We're trying to get her to thank Aaron Rodgers because the only reason she was able to go is Aaron went on Friday. Wanted to go on Saturday, but went on Friday to allow Jen to fly out with her sister.
So Craig Karmazin wanted to go on Friday, but Rogers had the suite. So Craig decided to go on Saturday, purchased the suite, and then was able to give away tickets to the suite. Had they gone on Friday, it would have, well, first of all, he only asked me Friday morning if I wanted to go, but it would have probably just been him and his family. So Craig's position is I need to thank Aaron Rodgers for using the suite on Friday because otherwise I would not have been able to see Taylor Swift. And while he's probably correct from a logistics standpoint.
No, he is correct. He's 100% correct. There's no probably. You just told the story of how Aaron Rodgers going on Friday benefited you on Saturday directly. It's not a probable thing. It is a definite thing.
And while I've tried to formulate those words, right, to like form those words in my mouth, it just gets very sharp and prickly as it tries to pass my tongue. So you know what? We'll just wait until it feels a little more palatable and then maybe issue the appreciation for one Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm just glad that with Aaron Rodgers, with the assist from him or not, I'm just thrilled that you got to go. I'm genuinely happy for everyone that gets to go because I'm like, I just love that people get to enjoy it, experience it, and then I have yet to hear a person who's like, meh, like, didn't like it.
Wasn't that great.
Sophia, we are creeping up on All-Star voting. Do they have anyone worthy right now? Anyone having that type of a season or no?
I think you could definitely make a case. I mean, this is, I don't think pitchers are part of like the early part of All-Star voting, but I think you can make a case for Devin Williams, just the number of multi-inning saves he's had. Yeah, I think just he has been excellent. And it's just been a different season for him with the way that the Brewers are winning games. And it's not the number of one run games that we're used to seeing from this team. The games tend to be more lopsided. So he's being asked to do things that he hasn't done a lot of. He's got 3 straight multi-inning saves now. But aside from that, he's just been excellent. I think you could honestly also make a case for Brian Anderson. He's already exceeded his offensive production from all of last season in terms of the home runs and the RBIs. I think he's been excellent defensively. What might go against him is he's played, you know, third and right field. And Owen Miller actually doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify for All-Star voting yet, but he'll come up on that number here pretty soon. So, yeah, I think those would be my early candidates. But I think Devin Williams would have to be at the top of the list.
With all the injuries, Sophia, are they what's the attitude in the clubhouse right now? I know everybody was kind of upbeat at the beginning of the season, but as the injuries start to pile up, has that affected the attitude inside the clubhouse at all?
Honestly, not really. I think, you know, you have to give these guys credit of, and I think athletes in general, it's like you're just forced to move on to the next thing, right? Like, I think you just recognize and you compartmentalize these things of like, wow, that sucks. You feel for that person as a teammate. You hate to see like this number of guys go down with injuries. But I think they can also take the long view of, okay, we're going to get all of these pieces back with the exception of Garrett Mitchell. You're going to get Brandon Woodruff back at the All-Star break. You're going to get Wade Miley back. Eric Lauer is working his way back. Luis Urias should be joining the team within the next week or so. Willy Adames, fortunately, he avoided just very serious injury, and he should be back hopefully within the next week or so. So I think they're able to just be like, all right, you know, it is cliched, but it's true. Like, you're just like, you're on to the next game. It's next man up. You know, Julio Teheran, for example, who's starting tonight, he made his debut on the homestand, and he gave the team like really solid 5+ innings. You know, having joined the team literally that day and hadn't even met all of his teammates yet, just out of need. They had to go outside of the organization to add some pitching depth. So I do think you have to give these guys credit for kind of how they manage that. And there's, you know, everyone's still trying to do their job and perform well. And that's really all you can do in a situation like this. I think they recognize, like, no one's going to feel sorry for them. A lot of teams are dealing with this. But, you know, it's just certainly piled up a lot here at the first part of the season.
Sophia, how concerned should fans be about any whispers about Corbin Burnes being traded this year? You know, there's whispers of the Brewers being sellers, which again sounds outrageous when you think about, one, them being in first place in division, two, the situation that they dealt with last year with Josh Hader, but it is still out there. Is that something you think fans should be concerned about today as we approach June 1?
I would say no, just because I think the Brewers hope that they're in the same position that they are today at the trade deadline at the end of July. And we're still 2 months out from that. You know, there's so much can happen between now and then, obviously, but I would say that like they have every intention of keeping Corbin Burnes for this season for all the reasons that you just said. But I think primarily they're hoping that like they're still in first place and, you know, they're trying to add pieces at that point of the season as we get closer to the trade deadline. And, you know, certainly moves can happen at any point, but teams are always talking, conversations are always happening, trade mill always going. But I think all the teams are just like, Memorial Day is kind of like that first milestone of the season of everyone sort of assesses where they are, what the landscape is. And then, you know, those conversations really pick up the closer you get to the trade deadline. So I think it's very early for any of that kind of speculation. But I would say that their intent is to keep Corbin Burns.
Sophia, what do you think of the Cuban sandwich?
What a pivot. Cuban sandwich. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Wait, is that what you were hoping she would say? Not her.
It's fine. It's fine.
I agree with you. A Cuban is fine.
Where we're going with it.
Yeah, well, so are we.
Well, isn't it Cuban Day or National Cuban Day, the sandwich?
I don't know why we were talking about it.
I don't know, but Ashton's trying to tell me it's the best sandwich ever made. It's fine. It's when you go into a restaurant a bunch of times, you're like, don't really want a burger.
I'd get a Reuben before I'd get a Cuban.
No, well, first of all, that's a good one. But also, no, it's funny.
It wasn't a joke.
It was funny, however.
No, I think Jen meant that sincerely.
I did.
I know. That's the worst part. No, a Cuban sandwich is so good and so simple. And I had one last night from a local establishment.
They're fine.
They're awesome. And you're fine barely.
Fine adjacent.
Yeah.
Fine
adjacent. No, Cuban sandwiches are awesome. It's the greatest sandwich to ever exist known to man. Peanut butter and jelly second.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a little hard to the whole Van Gundy. Relax. Eliminating free
no, isn't your you, no, your favorite sandwich, you haven't even listed it. What's your favorite?
No,
your,
my favorite sandwich is a Cuban.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
This is recency
the
bias.
It's
because you had one last night. Oh, a croque? A
no,
croque?
A Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo.
Yeah, no, it's number two. Number two.
No.
It's changing on the fly.
Well,
you
I can't
had
remember
peanut butter and
here's
jelly at two.
Well, now that we have Sophia on the line, should we ask her what her favorite sandwich of all time is?
Let me give you some music, and then you can rank your sandwiches. All right, go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so here, I'm just going to make an argument for, like, the Cuban of, like, that's a very specific order. You don't go to any restaurant and order a Cuban.
Disagree, but continue.
Not, you know, like, that's a, like, selective order. I think probably, I'm assuming a burger doesn't count as a sandwich, right?
Ashton.
Oh, that's just a separate category.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah. Right? A burger's
okay,
different than
so
a sandwich.
Burgers,
well.
Burger, we're putting that aside. Honestly, I feel an old faithful BLT.
Yeah. BLT's great.
I just do it without the lettuce.
Screw it up.
Peanut butter and jelly
then
on the lettuce.
Not a BLT.
You can add other things. You can add like avocado. You could add like other meats. I mean, I feel like that's always a home run for me. BLT.
BLT's good.
Grilled cheese with tomato soup. I like a good club sandwich.
So anything with bacon, it sounds like.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm just bacon right yesterday. Now. That you know, I'm gonna name
I'm
it.
Just exposed.
You put bacon on your Cuban sandwich.
They did. I'm gonna name it just in case endorsement, possibly. Bavette, the new Bavette on Broadway here in the Third Ward, awesome. The old one, if you know their burger on Wednesday, their burger Wednesday is great. But I got the Cuban. They had bacon on it. It also had pickled jalapenos. So
but
not
also
traditional,
that's very
but awesome.
Specific to that restaurant. Like
that's
it's not
my,
saying that Cuban will be good everywhere.
But I am sold by a Cuban sandwich. And then if you want to mix it up, then I'll give it a shot. I'm just saying.
If it's so great, put it on the truck.
I would love to. However, Sophia, we do have a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich on Rotsa.
Wait,
and
hold on.
Outstanding.
Sophia, would that be appropriating if Ashton put a Cuban on his truck?
You don't know my history.
Would that be, are you Cuban?
I don't know. I could be.
Who could say, really? Who could say?
I don't think you are. Sophia, we appreciate you hanging out with us today. Let's get the Brewers back on the right track, and you stay away from those players. We don't want you ending up on the injured list.
All right, guys. Thank you. And let's all avoid any injury this week.
Rudy from Sheboygan weighing in saying Cubans are magically delicious. Like it's one of the Lucky Charms things. Rainbows, purple hearts, and Cubans. What would that even look like? Would it just be a tiny cigar?
Excuse me?
Like yeah, I don't think anyone should.
No, I'm saying, what would if you put a Cuban in the Lucky Charms, would it just be a little cigar shape? Why are you turning off your microphone? It's a legitimate question. Would you put it as a sandwich instead?
In the Lucky Charms?
I'm not saying you should have a little face of Fidel Castro. There's nothing better than when I make Gabe uncomfortable.
It's fine. It's fine.
I think all of those things
I would
were
think
fine.
An Emmy winner, a recent Emmy winner, would not toe that line.
Cubans are illegal here. The cigars, not the people. They are, Brian, right? Are they still illegal? Trying to get us busted.
This is your fault, Jen. Don't act like this isn't your fault.
No, it's your fault for saying the Cuban is the best sandwich ever made. This is 1,000%
No, it's the best sandwich.
Gabe, did you want to do a read?
Yeah, do you want to or just you have to now?
I mean, I guess I have to. I guess I have no other option. Do I have an option, Ashton?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, here it goes. Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Kevin is the founder and CEO of Mentality. He wants to help you. And if you are dealing with some of the things that he was, low energy, don't feel like yourself, just don't have that energy and the way to attack your day the way you once did, that could be low testosterone. It's easy with Mentality. You go in, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, Mentality will come up with a customized solution just for you. That's right. It is all customized at Mentality. This is not a one-size-fits-all solution. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality at their website, lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Well,
muy bueno.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
I really appreciate that one of our managers came into the studio during the break. I don't really appreciate that.
What, the fact you tried to get us arrested?
How would you be arrested for anything that
happens? Cubans are illegal!
Let's not.
Rehash the conversation?
Let's just not. We could do anything else.
Have you ever had a Cuban?
Cigar?
Yes.
I don't like cigars. I'm out of cigars.
In general? Across
never
the board?
Had one? I've had one
Even
cigar.
Even a celebratory cigar?
Yeah, I've had one cigar in my life, didn't like it.
The smell of them are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they hang.
And there are Ashton
cigars.
Yeah,
but it's a good smell.
Yeah.
It's a good smell
not
and it hangs.
Clothes
That's not a bad
and your
thing.
Hair and stuff. I don't think so.
Like a pipe is a good smell.
Depends on what tobacco you put in the pipe.
Pipe?
Yes. It's very true.
I feel like you were trying to make a sex joke there.
No, I took a hit of a pipe one time and I was
really?
Seeing things.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think that was.
See the size of that chicken?
I don't think that was tobacco, my friend.
I would tend to agree.
We put it on the poll earlier today after reading the new quotes from Rodgers in a Matt Schneidman story on The Athletic. Are you tired of hearing from the quarterback? 82% of people are saying yes, they are tired of hearing from the quarterback. Frankie weighing in saying, this past month and a half, we have heard you guys talk about all the dysfunction, concerns, and questions going on at Green Bay. So I don't know, kind of seems like Aaron had a point for being unhappy. Also, it was a report or an interview. He was just answering the questions that were asked. Do you buy that? Because I've seen several people saying, if y'all don't want to hear from Aaron Rodgers, stop asking him questions. My response would be, he continues to try to fan the flames of, I was right, you were wrong, I'm very attractive, you're not good looking, that whole thing.
This wasn't a media availability that Schneidman attended. This was a conversation he had specifically with Matt Schneidman specifically for this story.
Ben weighing in saying, was tired of it a long time ago. I don't give two poops about a guy on another team, especially after the last two off seasons of drama. I think we're all in that position of, we don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but when he comes out and says things, and again, I'll point to the blatant hypocrisy of the communication element, that he is now saying that Brian Gutekunst did not communicate with him because he didn't want to communicate with him, but then Rodgers follows it up by saying, I talk to people I like, bro. You know, like, well, are you communicating or not? Are there open lines of communications? Or do you have a bunch of hurdles, a bunch of things that people have to like step over and go through and put the passcode in order to actually have the communication that you so desperately claim that you want? Just again, this is the issue I have. It's the hypocrisy. It's always do as I say, not as I do. In a recent conversation, Jeff Van Gundy said he thinks the NBA should get rid of free throws until the final 4 minutes of the game, and also that halftime should be eliminated. Do you like his radical ideas? 75% of people are saying no. And I would also make the point that we made earlier, which is I don't think basketball needs fixing. Baseball needed fixing. The pace of play was way too long. It took way too long to get a baseball game in, especially if it would go to extra innings. I don't think basketball has that issue.
No.
And maybe it's the pace of action, too. We've talked about that as well.
Which is what, to me, baseball, yes, a lot of focus has been made in, oh, now they've cut the games down to 2.5 hours. And yeah, that's nice, but it's 2.5 hours and the game has flow and rhythm now. Nobody complains that NFL games are 3 hours long. Mm-mm. No one complains that college games can be up to 4 hours long, although they have made, you know, some changes to address that. Games aren't going to be as long this year since they're not going to stop it on first downs. Stop the clock, that is. But the NFL has a flow to it, and you know what that flow is. With baseball games, they have that flow. NBA is up and down constantly.
Yeah.
It's about getting the action in a certain amount of time, not necessarily how long that time frame is.
Yeah, baseball is much better now. Much better.
Did you ever say what your favorite sandwich was, or did you just try to take out Cubans?
Anything but a Cuban.
Anything but a Cuban.
I think you like that sandwich that Cousins made that's going to be at Summerfest.
Oh, don't do that to me. Starving.
With the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, is that good?
Well, the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. We will see ya.